May I welcome on the call the head coach, Stony Brook, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to you and your team. First win in thrilling fashion as you rallied to beat Maine 28-27. What did you like about the way your guys performed?
Well, you know, I thought we, coming off, some disappointing losses, obviously, and maybe not playing on great football. We stuck with it together. We trusted each other during the practice week, and I think we were able to certainly execute better on offense throughout the game. And at halftime was crucial. We had played better, but we were down, and we got a big stop at the end of the half just to make it a 3-point set of 7 points. And, honestly, the locker room was pretty cool at halftime, and I think everybody had confidence. And we were able to go out and whittle away at their lead and then take it over late in the game. So it was good. It was a good win for the kids. It was rewarding to watch them succeed through hard work.
Certainly an outstanding afternoon for Charlie McKee, 18 to 21 for 249 yards, the 3 touchdowns there in the second half. What did he do so well, and what changes maybe did you guys make in the game plan to allow him to succeed?
We were probably we played a little bit more conservative, didn't put him in bad situations, called a lot of run plays, was able to get enough out of those run plays to create some first downs. When we called the passes, he found the receivers that were open. We created some open throws. Maine's a very good defensive team, physical defensive team. I thought, having Cook healthy helped us, just under 100 yards for him rushing, which, created some field position battles. And we made some plays on third down, and Charlie made some plays that broke down and was able to get out of the pocket and throw a touchdown pass and complete another one that led to a drive. So all around good effort.
He, in the game of those 18 completions, nine different receivers in the game, but the catches by the Khalil on the one that eventually puts you in the lead were pretty spectacular. And then RJ Lamar getting his first one. Just talk about the play of your receiving group.
Yeah, I thought they definitely stepped to the plate. We felt we had a good group of receivers going into it, obviously with the early struggles with not being able to operate our offense correctly. Certainly they have been not able to contribute, and we were able to get them off the ground. And we had a number of guys come through with big plays at the receiving corps, tight ends inclusive.
The switch to your defense, which especially in the second half was really good, but specifically, how big was the fourth down stop with about 8.5 minutes to go that then you guys were able to turn around and get the game winning score on?
Yeah, it was a big time play. I thought they made a good decision going for it, because if they probably get it, they probably seal the game. And, we made a big play. Our corner came up, made the tackle, and guys ran to the football and held it up, and we were able to come down and change the game. And that's what momentum is. And obviously you got to take advantage of those momentum changes, and we're able to come down in about 3 minutes of time. We're able to put the ball in the end zone with that spectacular catch in the back corner.
You guys, I know we're banged up on the defensive side, put a lot of new guys out there. As you've gone back and looked, how did you think they performed in that situation?
Well, we were down to our fourth and fifth defensive end. We played one end who was a linebacker who never played the position before for almost the entire second half. So kudos to our defensive staff and to him particularly, being able to handle that role. And he had a sack, and he made some key plays for us. So but that's part of football. We've experienced it now throughout this season, and our kids haven't wavered. Our coaches haven't wavered. We're coaching through it, and excited to be able to get back on the field tomorrow and continue our preparation.
You face another good team and a rival in New Albany, whose quarterback is also a freshman and is having a big year in Reese Poffenbarger. I don't know how much chance you've had to look at him, but what impressions you about the way he's played this season?
Yeah, we've had several crossover games where we've been able to see him play. He's a terrific football player. He's really he's really dominated the games he's played that I've watched. He's efficient. He's athletic. He's helping them score a lot of points. So he's a good football player. I'm not sure there's very many bad quarterbacks in the CA this year. So each week you're coming out and you're getting the A game. There's a lot of yards being thrown around, whether they're freshmen or grad students, a lot of yards being thrown around in the CAA.
They also have a running back in Todd Sibley who has had a pretty big year. What impressions about him?
Yeah, physical back. He runs downhill hard. He's got the speed to break the long ball off. He's used correctly. He's given the ball at with his shoulder square, and I think they're doing a good job with him.
The Golden Apple Trophy is one that we've talked about in the past. Has kind of the rivalry that has kind of built over the years. Just talk about what that thing means to your players.
Yeah, I think I know from a Stony Brook perspective, it's I think it's important. You can make as much out of a small trophy as you want, but I do think there's ownership. We're both state schools, sister schools. State of New York recruit against each other, and it's been heated games on the field. It's been good games, and it's interesting at the end of the game, the team that wins, how excited they are to grab that and run it around the field. So it's gone back and forth here and there. We hope to keep it.
Well, let's go. Just talk about what it was like for your team in the locker room. Obviously, you guys have had a tough year and some tough losses within that tough year. How much momentum do you feel like you can get from that win on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, we captured it. We enjoyed it Saturday and had the day off yesterday and met this morning with them and basically, told them how proud I was of their effort, and we're on to the next work week and we've got to move forward. So short opportunity to enjoy, but there were more smiling faces this morning, certainly.
All right, Chuck, thanks so much for the time here this morning and look forward to talking again next week.
Appreciate you, Rob.
All right, thank you.